Hello, John.
Hello, Griff.
This is another episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for bossbarrel.com. Am I splashing on you? What's going on?
No, it's the blue light. It's like usually I'm off to one side, and now it's like winking in my eye right now.
Do you want some sunglasses?
No, I'll find a way to just like tone out blue in my filter.
Okay. Yeah, that's a way to go. Yeah, so what are we on? Episode something or another for the week of September... episode 9, yeah.
Yeah.
For the week of September 22nd, 2010. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just me and you today, John. But you know what? We got stuff to make.
Yeah.
We're going to replace quantity with quality.
Right.
That's right.
That's exactly how we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pick up the slack and... cover ground here.
Word. Let's do it. So, John.
So.
You've been playing some games, right?
I've been playing what you would call games, yes.
What I would call games, so
well,
like hopscotch.
What I would call games.
Oh, okay.
I finished Reach, which, ends well. I think that's they did a fine game, and one of the things that I like to say was that, you know, Bungie could have easily just checked out and made a game that is just a game and to get people done and just fulfill their contract with Microsoft and just churn it out.
Slap the Halo name on it and kick it out the door.
Yep. But no, I mean, I feel like they really stepped it up from what I played in ODST, and they made a game that doesn't look like people are wearing fishbowls on their heads at all times. And they did some...
They upped it. They upped the ante with the quality of image in that game.
Yeah, it visually
looks
good.
Not the frame rate, but...
No, not... Well,
it's a give and take, John. What do you want? Fishbowl heads?
To be fair, I mean, we were doing some things... while we were playing that game.
No, but I'm talking just not even when we were playing the co-op stuff, but like...
Oh, really? You saw some frame rate issues before?
You did not notice
that? I guess maybe I don't recall there really being terrible amounts of...
Do you not remember when we were playing that one level and the helicopters are flying in and one looks like it's just blur?
Oh, okay.
That's always how it is.
Okay.
Co-op
Okay, that's fine.
How it looks like everybody is kind of moving at like... 0.8 speed.
Yeah.
Like, is it supposed to be slow-mo? Because it could, but I don't think
I just remember when we did the co-op stuff and we were like both sprinting down the hallway and just like, oh,
well, that was
watch it chug.
Well, yeah, that was absolutely incredible to have it try and deal with speedrun Halo. Like, instead of doing any of the story stuff or stopping to do anything, it was just get to the end of the level.
Yeah.
Don't even shoot dudes.
Yeah. Don't shoot people. Don't do
sprint.
Nothing. If they happen to be in your way, just push them aside.
That's right.
Just brush by them.
That's right.
Give them melee
a warning
attack.
Shot.
Bam.
Yeah. Just keep moving.
Oh, man.
But that was really bizarre with that.
Oh, yeah.
That first second level of...
Oh, yeah. When all the Spartans are like, we're going to stand at the door, but...
Or
no checkpointing.
How they accidentally helicoptered in on the other side of the gate.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but what? I'm sorry. We're just going to show up here. Like, this is where we're landing. This is where we're landing now.
Why not?
You're too fast for us.
Yeah.
We got to get a flight over here.
Or when you killed that one civilian dude and then other civilian dude just walked out and took his place and can you continue the conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, and my body and the other person's body are dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yep.
Or I was pretty impressed with if you hit the your AI partners enough, they will start attacking you.
Yeah, they're just like, we're gonna consider you MIA and just kill you here. What?
It is like a one shot death.
Yeah. Spartans are mean sons
rude,
of bitches.
Very rude.
Oh man.
We played around with the Banshees in that one helicopter level.
We'd like to do some skydiving for Banshees.
That's right. See, that's how I imagine you'd get that achievement of, like, save yourself from a death fall.
Oh, yeah.
You just gotta find an edge and jump it and hope that you're hitting the right buttons at the right
time.
Well,
it's like,
right
how
spot.
Do you, like, I don't know. I would have to see some video on that. It's just like, how do you do an assassination on something that's falling?
No, they're not falling. They're on the ground. You're falling, and then you would
melee
them.
Oh, I see.
As you're about to hit the ground, you melee them, and then it just clicks you into the animation for assassination.
I see. That sounds more plausible.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was like you and this thing have to be falling during an animation. I'm like, how would that even, because I can't even think of any times in which an elite would be that close to an edge.
No.
So, okay, that seems more, I could get up on a ledge and do that.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think when you're in the animation to kill things, it's going to move at all. Like, it would blow the game up.
Right. That's what it was like. It
reminds me of when we threw the grenades in the helicopter and boarded it because the helicopter's destroyed just keep going. Yeah.
Just goes weird.
Yep.
Or when I decided to use other Spartan as ramp to get over the
barricades. Yeah, when you got the ghost over into that section.
I don't care what you think, game. I'm taking this ghost wherever I want to.
Use Cat as projectile.
Hey, Cat, your shoelace is untied. Ramp!
Yeah.
Drive right over.
That was very effective against those hunters or whatever they were.
Oh, yeah. Just keep driving around those things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hilarious. Like, the level is not designed to house anything larger than a Spartan.
Right.
The poor little ghost can't fit through these pylons.
Yeah, so we did a bit of screwing around in that, which was really fun. And I can imagine that the only problem with the co-op multiplayer thing is, that's what I was really curious about, is you don't just, like, become George or become somebody. You're just, like...
Noble Seven.
The other member of the squad that nobody ever acknowledges or talks about.
Oh, and there's that other weird thing. It was, like, Carter was on the helicopter...
In one scene.
In one load, but then...
Not in
another.
Yep.
Weird.
Yep.
And it's... Yeah. It's just, like... So, if you play... if you play four-player campaign co-op...
No Spartans.
All Spartans.
It's yeah. None of the characters are there.
Double 6, 7, 8, and 9.
That is, yeah, a really, really weird thing to have.
You should win the war at that point.
Yeah, really. It's in your favor, man.
Right.
Yeah, that was a very strange thing, especially because you're in, like, the in-game cutscenes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that's, like...
But is everybody else...
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, maybe, but no.
But no.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And in the regular cutscenes, it's just like six, right?
Yeah. So he's got, like, you know, schizophrenia.
Yeah.
He's got multiple personality disorder.
And he just imagined other Spartans are with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. He thinks he's everywhere at once.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I think that's the best plausible way to think about that scenario.
I just submit that Noble Six doesn't exist either.
I agree. So I'm in that camp of...
Not real.
That character never existed.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
No name.
No name. Not even on the box art. He's not real.
He's not a real thing, yeah.
No. He's just everybody's figment of a real person. Like, it just does not exist.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it would be like if you took a time machine back in time, you're like, so I'm going to participate in this Gettysburg...
Yeah.
Or in this Civil War, and you're just like...
Bunker Hill or
whatever. Yeah, you're this character that you're this person there who doesn't get acknowledged at all and doesn't exist, and maybe
because it would screw up the timeline.
Yeah,
you don't exist.
It's like, yeah, you're just having a dream.
Not real.
Just a dream, man. You need to choose to wake up.
Yeah,
take the red pill.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I finished Halo as well. I didn't play any. We played the
firefight
as well, which is awesome. Because you can put it on no death mode, and that's what I like to play.
Oh, yeah, just, like, you put it on preposterous
super speed.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super speed. Whoa, does that change
super
that?
Super jump. It's like
that changes that game from...
You cannot jump anymore. You have to use the backpack or the jetpack for a small jump.
Better way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to the point, because the backpack doesn't run out, so you just kind of, pull that trigger enough so that you're kind of, like, floating
exactly.
all the time. Just like this floating death machine.
Yeah. And the other weird thing was, I can't imagine doing that on, like, Legendary.
I can't either.
Without all of those things. Because there were times in that where it was just, like, colors happening.
Oh, yeah.
It was like I was having some...
So many explosions, and it's like, I can't even see things on my screen.
Yeah, some fever dream of phantasmagoric visions, and I should have been dead if that was the case. Cause
well, there was time... I mean, we had... So many overshields.
It was like, four times overshields with no damage from enemies, yet we would still...
Oh, man. The one thing that never actually turned on that I was really hoping would turn on was the infinite ammo, because I think that would have made that
Just throwing grenades forever.
Yeah, chuck, chuck, chuck. Yeah. Just rain death and hellfire. Been great.
Yep. Yeah, so Halo Reach. I'm done with it. Yeah. It's back in the mail.
I
enjoyed it.
If I wasn't getting such a good deal on the purchase for it, I probably wouldn't buy it. But I do want to fiddle around with more of the multiplayer, because I was at a friend's place and we played a little bit of multiplayer, and I'm not as bad at that game as I remember me being.
So, wait for it to distill down.
Oh yeah, like wait for my rank to start to catch up to where I should be, and I'm sure that game will start to like kick me around.
Or wait for all the people who are like me and like, I'm just gonna try it because I like Modern Warfare 2, and all those people to drop off, and then it'd be like, okay.
Yeah, and then it's all the really hardcore people, and then I'm like,
What else you been playing?
So I bit that bullet and I bought PlayStation Move. Playing a lot of PlayStation Move.
I played a little Move with you as well.
Yeah. Do this in some kind of order. Before actually trying the Champions thing, I tried some of the demos that there are to download.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I went through PSN has a partitioned off little catalog where you just download all the Move demos, and so I tried iPet, that's cute and adorable, but I also own a dog, which is more of a pain in the ass to take care of than the iPet would be, so I just don't care about iPet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I want semen, I'll go talk to Leonard Nimoy.
Right.
I just don't. I'm good.
Virtual pet, not as good as real pet.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like,
you're not going to pay for a fake animal.
Toby gives me real love.
Yeah. But can he draw paper airplanes?
No. No. But I could probably just go buy him a plane and throw that at his face.
Okay.
See how well that goes. Can he pop balloons with his wooden airplane? No.
I don't know what that means.
The demo is really short and weird. You can draw your little plane and stuff, and it's kind of cool. Then after that, I wanted to try it was like some weird mini golf demo that's in the PlayStation Store.
Oh yeah, you mentioned this to me.
Yeah, and when you go to play it, the demo tells you that the demo is not built for the Move controls.
That's really strange.
It's really dumb. Like, why is it in the Move section if it doesn't support the Move? I don't know if that's an error on Sony's point or if that's an error on like their point. Like, why is just this not included? Like,
right.
It's so weird. Besides that, I tried Ruse.
Oh, with the Move?
Yeah. The controls for Ruse, great. The game Ruse, not so great.
Not so great?
Yeah. Yo, do you like Risk? Sort of.
Once every several years, it appeals to me.
Yeah. Ruse is also very, like... it's very, like...
tabletop board game, Civilization.
No, it's just really vague and in like its weird instructions as to what it like really wants you to do, like other than it for like highlighting stuff. Some of it doesn't operate like I thought it would either, but it's fine.
Uh-huh.
I point at the things I want to do things and then I tell them to go here. But like, I don't know. It's weird the way it structures some of its units, because I would like to just be able to draw a circle on the screen and say, those are my highlighted people, and then just tell them to go here. But there's no, like, it's like I have to point at this bundle of units and then tell them to go here.
Gotcha.
And then point at this other bundle of units. And, like, the game doesn't really give you good instruction. Maybe the full game does a better job of it, but from what I've been seeing of demos lately, demos are pretty close to final build, so... like Ruse, not a game I want to play.
No. Do you think it would be better? Do you think it's better on the Wii or the on the motion, or would you?
I didn't try it with standard control. I think honestly the feel of that game doesn't hinder on its controls. I feel like it just, that game is just pretty lackluster.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
gotcha.
It just doesn't do enough.
So what else did you play?
Played a game called Tumble, which you experienced a little bit.
Yeah.
We had problems with that when we played because I had repositioned the camera further back. so that it looked nicer in my setup, and we were trying to play it sitting down, as one would probably enjoy playing that game, because that's not really something I want to stand up for.
Right, it's a lot of standing around.
Right. Yeah. But I think since we were so far back, that just the camera was having a hard time reading us and everything, which is lame. Because when me and Claire played it, it worked fine. Like, had a much easier time with it, and Claire, surprisingly, has a really easy grasp for those controls. So that's good that at least this is something that definitely, like, if you want to buy this as like your alternative to Wii,
right,
this works well,
right?
Because it seems like anybody that doesn't know a controller can still operate motion function stuff,
right? Puts thing where I want thing to be.
Yeah
I mean, Tumble, it's like Jenga, boom blocks, stacking game, and the demo was pretty simple of just stack these things, get points for it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't really care for it.
But the main thing I've been trying out a lot has been just the Sports Champions that comes in the bundle.
Yeah.
Bocce ball is fine once you get that. Once you start to
still don't get bocce ball.
Once you feel out how it operates, and like once you start to get used to how it operates, it's all better. I mean, it definitely has better tracking, I think, than the Wii. I think it looks better than the Wii, but that's obviously just because of the power of the machine.
Yeah. I never played anything with Motion Plus, but comparatively to like Wii Sports or anything I've done before, by far the best motion controls I could imagine. I guess I played Wii Sports Resort in like a kiosk, so yeah, just...
I mean, I think Wii Motion Plus is better than Wii, but how many games are using Wii Motion Plus? Less than 5?
Yeah, not a lot. I think the Sports Champions was pretty awesome. I mean, there's so many games in there, and I mean, they are good at what it is. Like, it does highlight the ability of the move to give you that simulated action.
Another thing I noticed after playing volleyball again, with two controllers this time, the game tries to overcompensate you for the fact that you only have the one. So it really, like... It tries to interpret what you're trying to do as opposed to what you are doing.
Okay.
Since you have the one. So like if you are moving your controller up, it assumes you're trying to bump, but you're not necessarily trying to do that.
Uh-huh.
You're trying maybe to spike instead. Okay. But when you have the two, it's watching both of them. So when they're down low and they're close together, oh, that's a bump. But when one is down and one's moving up, it's like, oh, that's going to be this. It understands, like... More feedback for that game is better.
Gotcha. More controllers.
Yeah.
The better.
The better.
I mean, yeah, I think my biggest problem with that thing is, you know, when it works all right, it's cool. Like, it seems fun. It's something that is, like, approachable and pretty awesome. But when it works, when it's not working, it's a huge bummer and really frustrating and not worth any money. And the other thing is going through the calibration every time you want to play anything.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's really, really weird.
Right, and that's weird. And I wonder if it's just for that game. Because then, moving into next segment of the move conversation, we tried out... Well, I tried out, and you watched it. The Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Which, no calibration. The menu was changed really weirdly. I would say I don't know... If that streamlines that game, really, I feel like I have a really good understanding of a controller. So when I see those prompts on a screen, they're fine. And I could do those. But I could see how, like, say my girlfriend who doesn't really know that stuff can look at those things and be like, oh, it wants me to go here. It wants me to do this. It wants me to do that. Like, move my arm around like the animation says.
I think you're absolutely right in that just having the wand would be... really easy for anybody to grasp and do those actions with, but the fact that you have to have your other hand on the sub controller or the, you know, controller is going to kind of defeat that whole process of, we're going to simplify things down and make it just like what you would do in real life. Because first of all, it's definitely not anywhere close to any real life
action. No, it's true. Like,
you sit on a seat by pretending you're holding a man and sitting him on a seat.
Yeah, it's like really, yeah, the yeah, sitting,
like shifting gears.
The sitting down animations was, yeah, like shifting gears. And it was really funny that it's like, well, we want you to hold the controller upright for these actions.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was that I had to pull the trigger every time I wanted to interact with him.
Yeah.
It was also kind of odd. My other thing is, like, I can understand the need for the navigation controller because how else would you really move somebody through that three-dimensional space?
Well, I agree, but I think that's just a problem in that where it, on paper and in video, it looks good where it's like, oh, now I'm going over to this location and I'm going to brush my teeth and I'm going to move the Wiimote or the move wand like a, you know, like a toothbrush, mm-hmm. and then I brush my teeth. And but when you actually get into the playing of the real thing and you move the dude over there, then you run into that problem of like, now you have to move mm-hmm. the person over there. And it's less of that tactile response of, I'm going to do the thing. So the dude does the thing. It's now I have to pilot him over there and mm-hmm. it's showing me buttons that I don't have those buttons on this thing. They're in my other hand.
Mm-hmm.
I see a problem with that.
Yeah. It's little wibbly wobbly, a little give and a little take on that. Also speaking of give and take, so we agree that it looked like some kind of downgrade of the visuals on that.
What happened?
I played that.
Screens, they look the same.
Yeah, that looked fine. But like weird grain started to show up mm-hmm. and just odd.
Yeah, it looked like you were running it through component cables or something.
Yeah.
Not HDMI.
Yeah, which was weird because like I said, I played that game with Claire a couple weeks ago. Looked fine.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just something with a patch. The patch jacks things up.
Jacks up the visuals a little bit because it looks grainy. Yeah. Or maybe it's that I'm standing about 4 feet closer to my TV, but I think I would still notice it.
Yeah, I don't think that would be an issue because, right. I mean, no. Because on the loading screen, everything looks like it did before, and then we go into the game again, it's like, well, now I'm looking through this sandpaper filter.
Yeah, it's like it's a big difference. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why does that look so downgraded? And I wonder if it jumps back to a different resolution if I don't use the motion stuff.
That's an interesting question.
But yeah, because that was just like, not understand why. Also, other thing is like, if it does need the navigation controller, why was there no prompt that I did not have one turned on?
Yeah, that was weird.
How do I operate this?
You can interact with your own thoughts, like, but you can't move.
How do I operate this? I can't do anything.
Just a golem.
Then I go to the controls and it's like, oh, you need a navigation controller. It's like, okay. Oh, well, thanks for telling me now that I like asked you about it.
Uh-huh.
Great.
That was a really weird, weird thing.
Yeah, it just kind of seems like if
it's not all there yet.
If Quantic Dream put this out, it's like, it seems like they kind of like either rushed it or didn't care about it.
Well, I wonder how much of it was Quantic Dream and how much of it was Sony.
Yeah, it could be poor port stuff on Sony's end.
Yeah, just, hey, give us that stuff. We'll just kind of like,
We'll jack this in.
Yeah. I don't know.
Weird. Yeah, I'll try it around with the controller. I'll also see if Claire enjoys it more or less. See how that
neutral third party.
Yeah, neutral third party, somebody that does not play games. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer to press buttons or move dongle?
I'm gonna go with buttons.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's you and me, people that have been playing games this long.
But I still think that
Claire was constantly buttons. Like lift controller to face and be like, oh, that button.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess we'll see.
Still,
I really wish that I didn't have to pull that trigger every time I wanted to interact with something.
That is a weird thing too, but
yeah,
I'd probably just blow it up if you.
Right, see how it's like you're moving that thing enough as it is. You probably need to lock that in for mm-hmm. the certain things you need to
ready
do.
Ready to go now.
Right,
lock it in.
Yeah, so weird. Trying to think. I played a lot of Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, we were talking about Plants vs. Zombies.
Played about 2 or 3 hours of that.
It's a great game.
It's ridiculously.
Plants vs. Zombies is a great game.
Ridiculously like addicting to just play that game.
It's a long game though. That's the weird thing. It's like I've had it for like 6-7 months and
oh yeah, still no end in sight.
Yeah, it keeps going and going and going.
There's a lot of slots for achievable plants, right?
There are weird. You get a new one every level.
Yes,
it keeps going.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Is that it?
Oh, I tried quantum theory demo.
Quantum Leap.
Oh God, I wish there was a Quantum
Japanese
Leap game.
Japanese Quantum Leap.
Oh my God, that would be so
third
awesome.
Person jumper.
No, so Quantum Theory really wants to be Gears of War, mm-hmm. and really fails at that.
Yeah.
Like as hard, like, and I don't really like Gears of War, but
They do some things well.
Gears of War does some things well. Like it is fun to play Gears of War despite its other glaring issues.
Mm-hmm.
But this game is like, I don't even know what they were thinking. Like,
so from what I can remember from like TGS from what was it, maybe 2 years ago or something like that, it was supposed to have dynamic level reconstruction.
So sure, maybe. I don't know. Their level design looks like a rat maze.
Yeah, like the level would change as you're going through it and it would be moving. Like the whole premise was you're some dudes and chicks like running through this castle of time and space and it would rearrange itself and you had to deal with combat scenarios where it's like, I'm behind a wall and instead of the wall getting blown up, it's now not a wall.
I didn't come across any of that.
Okay.
Didn't come across any of that. I didn't finish the demo though because that's about how much I could stand of that.
Mm-hmm.
You do get to a point where the female character and you like start to do that thing where you can throw her at enemies because she uses a sword and you use guns.
Okay.
And you have to throw her at enemies sometimes because guns don't,
you know, shoot chicks,
don't, yeah,
not bullets.
Like, yeah, throw the chick with the sword instead of shoot guns at dude.
Gotcha.
I don't know why it like doesn't do like all it does is like that bullets aren't gonna hurt that guy. Well, okay, so a flying girl with a sword will. Awesome. Yep. Sounds great. Let's do that. Let's throw her at that. And
you could just shoot swords, and that would be a lot better.
The weird thing just about it is
the middle woman
is like, it's got like bizarre, unnecessary, like crowded, like, so the big guy that won't die unless you throw the girl at him has giant like rocket launcher thing. But what I discovered was like, this is like poor design that like, if I throw her at him and kill him,
uh-huh.
if there was a bunch of other dudes around, she'll get eaten alive by them.
Huh.
Like they will just mow her down. So it's like, you're trying to crowd control them before throwing her at him,
uh-huh.
but he's a big enough problem by himself. So it's like, what do I try to do first?
Gotcha.
And it's like neither one is really a good option.
Gotcha.
This game is just clunky and weird. Also,
so you can see the game design where it's like you balance these enemy puzzles, but there's no right answer, it seems.
Yeah, it's like you just do whatever you want to do, and you're going to be damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Gotcha.
And the other thing was like, the only thing that was kind of cool is, and this is like a very bro gamer reason to say that this game is cool, when you get headshots, it zooms in on the dude getting his head blown off, and it's all slow mode.
That's cool. Fallout 3.
Yeah, kind of like that, but just the head.
Huh.
Not like bloody mess style.
But if you headshot somebody with a chick with a sword?
Dude, no, actually, every time you do that, it slow-mos for that, too.
Okay. So I imagine
slicing dude in half. Yeah.
Yeah, she just is like an instant kill thing.
Yeah, she is. That I've so far that I've discovered. Okay. I haven't found any other abilities that she does aside from jumping on your forearm and you swinging her and her jumping off of your forearm.
So you use her like a sword.
It's kind of more like a javelin.
Okay.
Sort of. I don't know. It's so weird. And the game looks so awful. It's like they're trying really hard to say, check out this impressive art style we have going on, which just looks like a mess.
Jack dudes and big crystals.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know what's going on with that thing. Like, I don't suggest anybody play that game.
I want to go play the demo and
try it.
Yeah, see just, what it's like.
Just try it.
Yeah,
I
will.
I mean, it's not going to hurt you to download a free demo and try that. Also, any game that has snap to cover buttons,
yeah,
should allow me to move away from the cover,
right, by pushing back,
by just pushing back.
Yeah,
this game does not.
From cover buttons.
Yeah, this game is like I seat buckle belt myself into the cover, and I have to push a button to get out.
Yeah.
Also, all the face buttons, melee buttons,
sweet
reload buttons, shoulder buttons.
Yeah. Is there a grenade, or is it just a chick with a sword?
No grenade, just chick with sword.
Okay.
Chick with sword is grenade.
Okay.
Single person grenade.
All right.
No AoE grenade.
Gotcha. It's just...
You just...
Single enemy grenade.
Also, not as accurate as you would think.
Huh.
Likes to land short sometimes.
Oh, so you got an archer.
Yeah.
So she really is a javelin.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's really weird. It's kind of weird. There is and isn't blind fire. I can't figure out how it works. Sometimes he blind fires, sometimes he doesn't. I'm like, oh, that's great. That's great that I, like, if I stick my head out, I'm going to get it shot off, but I would like to just shoot around this corner. But so far that I can tell, he can only shoot up and over cover, but he can't shoot around cover. Weird.
Well, it's probably because he's so beefy, he can't reach around himself.
Beefcake, can't scratch my back.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. He's also, the voice acting and the dialogue in that demo...
Really Gears of War bad?
Worse or better than...
Like 10 shit tons worse than Gears of War?
It's on par, in a way, with...
Like Meta Wolf Chaos, but not good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like, yeah, Vanquish and Meta Wolf Chaos, just not...
But doesn't just, have that charm. Just,
it doesn't have
camp.
That charm. It's just like... what it's like the Japanese version of Gears of War. It's like, we're going to say these preposterous things, but in a bad way.
Right.
Like you don't know how to curse. Mm-hmm. Like, Japanese people don't know how to curse.
Is it?
Stop.
It's American voice actors, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
A weird game.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm interested in trying the demo. I thought of that when I was looking at those stuff that stuff to download.
Yeah.
We'll get into later.
So weird. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, you've got me intrigued about the horrors that aren't Quantum Theory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're not paying any money for it, you might as well just...
Yeah, I've got it in my GameFly queue.
Spend 5 minutes.
I'm afraid that if I do put it in my PS3, though, it will, like... its filth will corrode the system.
Your PS3 is just going to spit it out.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Yeah.
Get that away from here.
And then it won't work right because it has this disdain for me.
Right. Just going to yellow light on you.
Yep.
And Sony will... charge you $150 for your PlayStation.
You did it to yourself.
So
you know,
hey,
you were getting
that into. That was something I was wondering about. If I buy an extended warranty plan for my old ass PS3, does that give me a warranty for it? No.
All I know is if you want to protect your PS3, like 60 gig, beautiful emulated edition, you will never get that replaced as is now. If you send it out, you will get a different PS3.
Mother. And they won't give me my hard drive either, will they?
I don't know about the hard drive.
Because from what I understood, like, the last time I called about a 60 gig and trying to get it replaced is they were like, you should back your stuff up. Dang it.
Mm-hmm. Arrgh. Yeah, I don't know about hard drive stuff. I expect they would say, no, we can't do it because you can... Because the Sony model is like... anybody can create an account for free, so why don't you just create a new account?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
And I don't know if you can bring your... I think you can bring your account onto another PlayStation 3. I want to say you can do something like that.
I think
that.
You can, but...
I don't think you can be logged in both at the same time.
I don't
and then
think
anything
can.
That's purchased under your account name can only be played under your account name. I want to say.
I think that's all.
As long as you're the only one. Oh, no, because I have those weird other accounts for other countries, and I'll play the demos on my regular account.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
No, I know what this. There is a weird thing of it though. I tried to take save game information from one PS3
some
to another.
Some of them are locked.
And
some
like
of the game,
I did it with Dead Space, and it's like
Dead Space
nope.
is exactly the one I was thinking of because Matt. Lake and I tried to do that. I tried to give him my old save and it blocked it. It was like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, because I remember when I first tried that, my friend Matt didn't want to play the game. He just wanted to watch me play it.
Yeah.
So I took it from my PS3 up to his and it was like, no, you can't do that. I was like, well, that's lame. But I was only like an hour into it, so I was like, well, I'll just start over. Really weird. But that's why I don't have any of those trophies now because they're all on his console.
Gotcha.
Lame.
Yeah.
But whatever. I think that's it for my games.
Yeah?
Yeah?
That's it?
You got anything fancy?
I've been playing more of Sam & Max.
Oh, yeah.
Totally right. Hooked on Sam & Max and cannot wait to finish this last episode. I finished, I think last time I was on, I was on They Stole Max's Brain, so I finished that one. And then I finished the next one, which was In the Alley of the Dolls.
Yeah,
and now I'm on the final one, which is The City That Dares Not Sleep. And dude, Sam & Max is awesome.
Yeah.
And Telltale is great. And I wish I had a PC so I could have bought the Tales of Monkey Island when it was on discount on Steam on this last weekend. Because, I don't know, I'm going to be so sad when I finish this stuff because the Sam & Max games are great.
Yeah.
I may have to go back and play like some of the older seasons. Yeah. Sam & Max. Awesome games.
Yeah.
They're adventure games with a capital A and keeps it fresh all the time. Just great dialogue. It's a great game that I can... I really like it because it's a game where I can just lay down and play it.
Yeah.
I don't have to be...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a very demanding...
All up on it. Yeah, it's like, mentally demanding.
Where right.
You have to put a lot of time into it to figure out the puzzles.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching you play through that Salmon Mach one.
Oh, you were watching me... Which one was I playing over at your house?
Yeah, it was the... You had to get Sam's brain back in his body.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was... They Stole Max's Brain.
Yeah.
Doing that one.
And, yeah, that was... I mean, like, those puzzles, yes, it seemed like it took some, like...
But it's not the kind of game where you're on the edge of your seat, you know?
It's, yeah,
getting into it.
It's not ridiculous,
getting
like,
elbows
oh,
deep.
God, yeah. Like, it's definitely one of those things where you could kind of just... lay back and just like devote some brain power to it.
Mm-hmm. It's nice because of that. I enjoy the Sam & Max games because I can just chill and play it. Besides that, you know, Halo Reach, talked about that already. I don't think it's been too much beyond that. Pretty certain that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been heavy Sam & Max all the time.
Yeah. It's good though.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need is just the one game.
Yep. We'll see.
I'm fine with that. Like, gosh, I wish that all parts of the year where I could just take it easy with one game at a time.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, it was good.
Ridiculous.
We played the Reach stuff and that was fun. Like,
yeah.
Just goof around fun that I haven't done in a while with a video game.
Yeah. No, I haven't either.
Uh-huh.
Usually I take my gaming way too seriously for that.
Yeah. Just gotta complete this crap.
Just churn this out and so I can write a review for it.
Yeah.
And
why
done.
Is Lynch running over there?
You're a stupid.
Yeah. So that was enjoyable. But yeah, it's been busy lately. So just been playing the Sam and the Max.
Sam and the Max. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And figure out phone. The game. Figure out that stupid crazy phone. But yeah. Let's move on to... What do we do now? News? Is that right?
Is that what we do?
I can never remember the order of this.
I don't know.
I think it's news.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because we always end on that high note of video game releases.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the world of video games, the wide world of video games. So last week was TGS. We talked about that already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the important things that came out of that, the Devil May Cry stuff, the Dead Rising 2 Case West, Steel Battalion, all those videos that are up now.
Did I miss out on Steel Battalion?
Steel was Battalion, Heavy Armor. The Kinect game.
What?
Yep.
Did I fall asleep for that? Do we have a video for this?
We do have a video for it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm out of the loop.
It's
for something.
No controller. You go from
I am the Mac
to no controller.
Like go from something that should be the dashboard of a car to just like nothing.
From the dashboard of an airplane.
Right. Oh my god, so many buttons.
Yeah. Still want one of those.
I do too. Only for the novelty.
Exactly.
Just hook that up to
it on the wall.
Yep. Oh man, that would be a sweet art piece.
It would be. But yeah, so yeah. Steel Battalion, Heavy Arms, you know, From Software, same guys that did like Demon's Souls and Chrome Hounds and
Capcom.
And Capcom
publishing?
Is publishing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think honestly that's really all that's important coming out of there. There's a few others that we talked about.
Did Did software put out a thing for I think it's software.
Software.
Who are the guys that did Demon Souls?
It was From Software.
Yeah, From Soft. They're putting out another one. I thought I saw something about that.
I haven't found anything about it, but I heard that, you know, that they have another kind of Demon Souls game coming out. It's called like Dark or Project D or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't really interest me, so I haven't really looked into it. More Demon Souls games.
More Demon Souls.
Yeah, not really for me. But yeah, that's pretty much everything out of Tokyo Game Show that happened that's really worth talking about. The other kind of important thing was, I showed you this earlier, but Irrational Games showed the has a gameplay video from a demo of their game BioShock Infinite. And dude,
oh boy,
that looks like a game I am ready to play right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, I was very
skeptical.
Well, yeah, I was skeptical only because I didn't really care for BioShock. I didn't really like bite onto that bait like everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, yeah, it's cool. It's Art Deco, and yeah,
you're underwater.
It is underwater. It's crazy. Whale. But I mean, it's another one of those weird FPS games where, you know, not really, you're a silent protagonist, and meh.
Yeah,
that was my feelings for BioShock. But then watching this gameplay video for BioShock Infinite, infinitely better than BioShock.
Hey
yo, bam, got it right there, man. Just no, definitely though. Like, whoa! From the moment that that triggered into something,
there are a lot of moments in that game where you're like, what?
From the moment he picked up that gun,
oh right,
that game just turned into something. I'm like, I need to be playing this like now.
Yeah.
Like, that looks good enough that I would be
right
on board for giving that the best rating I'll ever give a Irrational game.
Yeah, it looks rad. It looks totally incredible. Like, it's almost in that level of this looks way too good to actually be working.
Right.
Like, it actually is working. But, you know, there are interviews with Ken Levine, and there's the Giant Bomb one where Jeff Gerstmann interviews Ken Levine, and I highly recommend anybody watch that thing.
I have to go see that.
It is worth the time to listen to Ken Levine talk about his methodology for video game design and what he wants to do with BioShock Infinite. And he goes into a lot of stuff.
Right, from what I've seen so far, like at all. Like, I mean, you and I talked about, go and watch that video and then look at all the things that trigger forward progression in that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not traditional, like, you walk up to this point thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you've done this, and these are the, like, these are the things that are going to occur because of what you're doing.
Yeah. And it's, according to you know, Ken Levine, the those triggers are going to happen, but it's, you can deal with them in different ways. So what happens in that video may not necessarily be the only way to handle those situations.
Mm-hmm.
It just might be the most convenient at the time.
Yeah. And a lot of it seems like, less like Mass Effect 2, where it's like, oh, I have all the time in the world to sit here and think of what dialogue I want to choose. Well, versus let's like, this stuff is happening. Do I like already have my battle plan in place and I'm going to ignore what the game thinks I should do and just do this other thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like, ah, shit, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah. That game seems to be on all the time.
Yeah, and it's going.
If you want to take the option it gives you, you can take it. Otherwise, you can go the other route that you have and stick to just shooting dudes or something.
Right, right.
But yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I was really impressed pretty much from the moment he picks up that gun. I was like, wow, this is doing some interesting stuff. This is really compelling and
that
interesting.
Dude's doing weird things, like in BioShock.
Yeah.
And then he throws crows at you.
He's crows. Yeah. Weird.
Crow bomb.
One of the things I'm interested, though, about that, I mean, obviously it doesn't get explained in there because I don't think they want to ruin too much of the story. It's just like, what, like, because in BioShock, it was like all of these
plasmids
that drive people bonkers. Like, what is it? Like, is it some weird kind of like mind control that these people are under that's making them crazy? Lack of oxygen so high up in the air.
There is a forum on Irrational Games website where you can go and speculate about screen by screen
dude
dissection of this of this gameplay video that they released just like a day ago. So, hey, if you want to go, you could probably analyze that crow juice bottle, that murder of crows bottle, and
I do love this.
Speculate some stuff about that.
Oh man, no, it all looks. All looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, like, again, watch the video, but one of the things I was wondering, notice how he, like, rifle butts that guy over the ledge?
Yeah.
Is that, like, is what happens if you don't do that? Like, those are those kinds of things that I was just interested in. Like, that seemed really like it was staged out to be that way, but the way that it goes about doing it seems like, how would you force somebody into that? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I
like,
can
how
see...
do you pull somebody to do that? There have to be alternate paths other than just shove guy over ledge.
Probably. I mean, I think you're probably right. There are ways to deal with it. But, like, if you shoot the dude, is he going to topple off the ledge or is he just going to sit there? Or...
Well, it's like, what if you shot him prior to that ledge, though?
There's also the thing of, like, maybe you can't.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, maybe, what if maybe they just lock you out of it. Video game contrivance of bullets go through dude at this point for this sake of movement and exposition. But who knows? You know, it's a demo in a game that's not going to be out for another 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Such a long wait for something so pretty.
It does look really good.
Yeah. I mean, not just like from a technical aspect, but also just like visually.
That game looks really good. It
does look pretty.
Yeah.
It does hold up really well. Also, that beginning image.
Yep.
What?
I'm
sorry.
I think that beginning image is on par, like the General Washington holding the Liberty Bell and the Ten Commandments is on par with Stone Abraham Lincoln commanding a robot army.
Yep. Just like stuff that should not what? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe I can bring you down to earth here a little bit by telling you about this Square Enix situation.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you know what game's coming out right now? Final Fantasy 14.
Yep.
That's a game that you can play now.
Yep.
The MMO.
Well, you can play it now if you own the collector's edition, because the collector's edition is out a week in advance too.
Mm-hmm.
The full edition, which comes out on the 30th.
Yeah, you get 8 days early access prior to the release of the standard edition. Exclusive in-game item, you get the Onion Helmet.
Yup.
Onion Helm.
Onion Knight Helm.
Behind-the-scenes DVD featurette. You get a Final Fantasy 14 branded security token. 14 branded travel journal. You get personalized rite of passage certificate and a buddy pass to invite a friend to play for a limited time. So, sounds like your standard pre-order sort of stuff, collector's edition junk that would come with MMO, and I don't know what a security token is. What I do know, though, is this game has created a currency.
A very asinine form of...
Yeah. Yep. It's called Krysta. C-R-Y-S-T-A?
Yep.
And that is going to be like your Microsoft points of Square Enix. So you can buy it in chunks of, like, what was it, 5, 10? Let me check this here. 5, 10, 20, 30, 50, and $100. $1 equals 100 Krysta. And you use that to pay for your online subscription, which is really weird.
Why? Like, it's completely... unnecessary.
There will also be a cap as to how much money one character or one person can have at a time.
Also unnecessary. Like, whatever. I just... This bit of news is so...
It's so bizarre.
Just, like, bizarre and aggravating just to even process the information. Just...
Here, I'm reading about security tokens. They are devices that provide, like, one-time passwords for an account logins.
Doesn't it just basically protect your account from being screwed over?
Yeah. Yep.
You have the actual physical key.
Yeah. So, yep. I don't get it, man. I don't understand Final Fantasy 14 or this weird currency system, and bummer for Square.
Yeah, I tried that beta. The beta seemed fun, but, like, again, I have no I have no desire to play this game until it comes out on PS3, so whatever. They can do what they want.
Yeah, until I'm shown something that is not already fulfilled through World of Warcraft, I don't know why I would be playing a Final Fantasy-based MMORPG. And if that thing is on console, then hey, maybe that could be good.
Yeah.
Mm. Ah, yes. So in Square Enix, glorious choices in everything they do.
Yeah.
We talked about Dissidia Duodicium, what was it, 2 weeks ago, last week, something like that.
Yeah,
that was the Japanese launch name for Final Fantasy Dissidia 2.
Yeah.
Called Dissidia Duodicium. So confirmed for the United States, we'll be getting that same game under the name, all capitals, Dissidia 012 brackets, all lowercase, Duodicium, Final Fantasy. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. Dissidia 012 Duodicium, Final Fantasy.
It's good that they specify exactly what I'm getting my hands on, because a simple name would just confuse me.
I don't know why
I don't understand what those three numbers are for. I don't understand why Dissidia is the only Final Fantasy title to have its subtitle
Final Fantasy
before the Final Fantasy. Like, whatever.
Maybe because they've decided that they're slowly going to slough the Final Fantasy title off it, and then Dissidia 3 is going to be just going to be Dissidia Maximum X Overdrive Remix 120% Crushdown.
You heard it here.
And there will be no Final Fantasy in there.
There's just going to be
maybe
too much.
Will just be like Duodicium Maximum Crushdown Effect FF.
Yeah, like, you just okay. Like you just crush
Double
Final
F
Fantasy
edition.
Down into FF,
Double
and
F
then
edition.
People are like, oh yeah, the FF stands for Final Fantasy, and then like a couple of years later, like FF does not appear, and they're like,
no, it doesn't stand for. They make it out. It's not Final Fantasy. It's Finale Flux, Fusion Flux.
Oh man, Square's just trying to find a way to wriggle out from under the rock that is Final Fantasy.
I don't know. It seems like I can't understand.
I don't understand. Like, ever since Square became Square Enix, I don't understand anything anymore. I don't. I've lost all track of the path that they're trying to follow.
Yeah. Let's move on to something else, because nobody will ever be able to wrap their minds around the writhing mass of Final Fantasy titled games, spin-off games.
Dude, no, I will not.
Yeah, the horrible abomination. So we got some video game releases to talk about here. We'll start with the digital stuff. For PlayStation Network, we've got Blade Kitten.
Yeah.
You seem very interested in that.
I don't know why either, but there's a demo, so I'll play that.
Yep.
Tune in next week.
Yeah. It's an adventure game, not a capital A. Action-adventure game, excuse me. I've got Sonic Adventure for PSN. We've got Deathbank Thongs of Virtue.
Oh, God.
Yep. For demos, we've got DJ Hero 2 demo, Blade Kitten demo, NBA Elite 11 demo, Deathbank Thongs of Virtue demo, Enslaved Odyssey to the West demo, Kung Fu Rider demo, Sports Champion demo. And now here is the best news. Final Fantasy. So finally, PlayStation Network is going to be getting Japanese classic PS1 games for purchase on the PSN. So first of all, that's awesome.
Yes.
Secondly, that's going to be weird because there's not going to be any translation or anything. It's just
what?
Gonna be, yeah,
raw ass game.
Yeah, that's why if you look at when we were looking at the logo or for Choiniki, he was like, if you don't know what's happening in this game, go to Monkey Paw Games.
Oh.
Because it is a straight port from Japan.
Weird.
Uh-huh.
No translation whatsoever.
No translation. Yeah. This game is a direct import from Japan.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. That might be more entertaining than if it was translated.
I agree.
It's like watching anime the way it was meant to be without dub.
Yeah. So the PS1 imports of this week are Cho and Ikki, like I said. Amazing, amazing game. Not only because it's weird, but just check it out. I don't want to ruin the surprise in the description.
Right.
And then Gaia Seed, I'm not familiar with that one. I think it's going to be a shooter. There's add-ons and stuff. I've got a couple bundles here as well, but let's move on to the Xbox Marketplace stuff. So in amazing Xbox methodology, Microsoft methodology, just like tell you the releases forever. It's the most terrible design. Anyway, we've got Alien Breed 2 Assault Episode 2 for Xbox Live Arcade out this week. Deathspank 2 Thongs of Virtue as well. And then Serious Sam HD The Second Encounter.
Is that a new title? Standalone?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Who makes Serious Sam?
Majesco.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Weird.
Yep. Looks like Left 4 Dead 2 The Passing will be available this week for
Xbox 360
owners.
I think it's on sale.
Oh, is it sale? Is that what it is?
I think it's on
okay.
sale.
I was going to say. I thought that came out
a
while ago.
That came out a long while ago.
Maybe it was only PC. But
I think it's on sale. For
yeah,
like
sale.
Some ridiculous amount off.
Liars and Cheats. Oh, Borderlands. Yeah. Ooh. Stuff to come next week. Look forward to it.
Liars and Cheats is that's
right now.
Red Dead right now.
Yeah,
right?
Liars and Cheats, the add-on. There's some good stuff coming out next week.
Sweet.
Unfortunately, Nintendo's blog of updates is so effed up that I cannot view the new releases, so just won't be able to tell you about all the great Nintendo products coming out.
Like
right now,
like My Notebook. Orange?
Yeah, Orange Peel Edition.
Yeah, great.
Facial Peel Edition.
Oof. Paper cut.
So what else we got here? We got video game releases for the rest of the week that are going to be box copies, so let's check them out here.
Sweet.
Yeah. We've got House MD for Nintendo DS.
House MD. Like... Yep.
Like
House.
Like Dr. House.
Like British.
Yeah, like Hugh Laurie as the Doctor.
Gotcha.
For
the Wii?
For Nintendo DS.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, the House game for Wii came out.
We already covered a couple of those. For PSP, Caldun, This Is an RPG.
That's the title?
That is the title for PSP. Caldun, : This Is an RPG.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in it.
Especially when it's got that much self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Etrian Odyssey 3 for Nintendo DS. Club Penguin Game Day for Wii. We got Patrician 4 for PC. Grimiti, Lords of Nature. I have a feeling we did these already, didn't we? Maybe I was rolling into this too much last week.
I think you rolled in a little bit.
Civilization 5
yeah.
for PC.
I feel like I this is
and
the first
Sid
time.
Meier's Civilization 5 for PC.
I feel
oddly
like,
enough, Sid Meier's Civilization 5 gets a higher score than Civilization 5 according to this video game website.
Awesome.
9.5 versus 9.1. So
oh.
Go for the Sid Meier's Civ 5.
Yeah, 0.4 points higher.
Exactly.
That's like this will mark the first time I've ever been slightly like eyebrow raised at a Civilization game.
Have you ever played a Civilization?
No. But this time, for some reason, I'm just like, maybe I want to play
maybe.
One. Maybe.
I mean, yeah. Civilization games are right.
I don't know. I don't really like history, but rewriting my own history.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sort of.
Do you like Risk?
Sort of.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you like RPG Risk?
Slightly more intrigued.
Yeah, I think Civilization is a dense game.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough about this to be interested in it instead of just playing like 4 or what was the Civilization Revolution, the console version of it, which is
the more I look at it,
a good place to start.
Yeah, that looks like more like I don't really want to commit this to my computer,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably cheaper as well. So probably just jump off there.
But we also got a few other games coming out besides the Civ Rev or Civ 5. New Carnival games for the Wii.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you didn't have enough Carnival games before, you've got new Carnival games.
Yep.
Zany Golf for the Wii.
Oh, that is the new Carnival games is Motion Plus.
Oh, nice.
Acceptable. So so there's your sixth title.
Excellent. We've got F1 2010. For PC.
If you like your Formula One racing.
I love it on the PC.
Good.
Yep. We talked about Final Fantasy 14 Collector's Edition being out today. Darksiders is available on PC now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Did that game get any better?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably not.
Probably.
It probably got better looking, but I don't know.
At what cost?
At what cost? I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm still not interested in it.
Neither am I.
I will.
And
play,
I played it. Not all of it, but
I'll play the Warhammer game Space Marine when that comes out instead of playing Darksiders because they look like
the
same dudes to me.
Like the same dudes, just bulked up dudes in armor.
Yep. And that's it for releases for this week. Hey, guess how many emails we have.
100.
Zero.
Damn it.
So if you'd like to change that, listeners, send us an email to bbr@bossbarrel.com. We'll read it on air and it'll help us to talk about more things. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for you, the listeners, to know us better.
Yeah. And, you know, get your questions answered.
Get
or
your
at least
questions answered.
Hear our humorous quips about them.
Tell us what you think about a thing and I'll try to not butcher it. And then we'll discuss what you said. Send us an email to bbr@bossbarrel.com. There's a link on the page where you are listening to this right now.
Click it.
Yep. Send us an email.
Also, you can start downloading our podcast.
Yeah, we can download too. If you would like to listen to it on a portable
device.
Portable audio listening device. You can
data book.
You can download it to your data book. To your mobile hearing computer, you can just throw it in your iTunes library or something like that.
Comsat.
In your Comsat. In your lappy.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it. Don't have much else to talk about here.
Yeah.
We could try and come up with a topic, but
to what avail?
Fair enough, John. Fair enough. You did this to us, listeners.
Oh, man.
I think there'll be plenty of stuff to talk about next week, so there's not going to be a topic. Hey, you know, send us an email about Reach and how you feel about it if you're listening and played that. Because I would like to know what other people are thinking of it.
Yeah.
Mainly the story and how all that works out. What you think of the whole ending twist sort of. What your purpose was as in the greater scheme of the Halo story. So let us know if you are interested, BossBarrel or bbr@bossbarrelradio.com. All right. I think that's going to be it, John.
Yeah.
Sweet. See you guys next week. Hopefully Ryan will be back with us. He had to work tonight.
Aww.
All right. BossBarrel Radio off the air. Fade to black.
Fade to black.